With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know what we got going on in August? Just a little show. You might have heard about it, Pain in the Grass. Just a few days, you know, just Friday, August 24th, all the way through Sunday, August 26th. Yeah, you know, small lineup of bands, you know, just a couple bands. You probably haven't heard many of these guys, you know, The Cult, Alice in Chains, 3 Days Grace. I guess this band Slayer, as they say, it's their last turn.
Slayer, Anthrax,
I don't know.
Testament.
Stone Temple Pilots, I guess, can be there. I mean, really, not really that big of a show, but if you want to go, you know, you can go to KISW.com. I suppose you can't buy tickets because, I mean, $2 is just going to help out the Vitalogy Foundation. That's just, you know, Pearl Jam trying to stop homelessness in Seattle. Really not much of a big deal. So I would, you know, don't worry about it. KISW.com. That's ridiculous. Anything else you want to say, Steve?
No, I think you got it.
Yeah.
We'll reluctantly be there.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
To be Mix. It's time to pump it up for Monday.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Pump it up.
Pump it.
Oh, yeah. Earlier today, the contestant was pumped up and beat Steve.
Oh, that's a great way to start the Monday, man.
It was. You got a loser song?
Yeah.
Few and far between on those.
I know. It's a good way to start the week, brother.
Yeah, and maybe we'll get another one.
Maybe. Mm.
Or maybe Steve was pumped up by his loss and now he'll get another win.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa.
All right.
Wow.
Whoa.
Damn.
I'm pumped up.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jeff and Everett. Jeff, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Excellent. What is he playing for today, Steve?
Right, he's playing for a pair of tickets to check out the Good Guys Car Show, which is happening at the Washington State Fair Event Center. Ooh. Happening Friday, July 27th through the 29th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want tickets are available now at GoodGuys.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Yeah.
For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeff, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Which actor played the leading role in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Clint Eastwood.
Yes. Nice. Robert Patrick played which Terminator in T2 Judgment Day?
T-10,000?
No.
Pass.
In the Bible, who killed Abel?
Cain.
Yes. July is the national month for what colorful berry?
Strawberry.
No.
Blueberry.
Yes. Which New England state does not have any ocean coastline?
New Hampshire.
No.
Vermont.
Yes. Yes. Which Pacific Northwest city is known as the City of Roses?
Portland, Oregon.
Yes. Who directed the 1979 movie Apocalypse Now?
Stanley Kubrick.
No.
Oh. Pass.
Which cable channel has more than 30 shows with Flip in their titles?
Nickelodeon.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, Jeff. I'm dying on the Apocalypse Now. I can't get his name out of him. I know his name.
Really?
I know who it is. It's Natural Born Killers guy, but I can't think of his name.
No, you're wrong.
It's not him either?
No, it's not.
Well, I feel better about that.
Okay.
Oh,
we'll let you think about it a little bit longer.
I have one third guess.
Well, don't say anything. Steve's in the room and he doesn't need your help.
Yeah, I thought it was. It's somebody I should know, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I think my third guess might get it done.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
And maybe Steve will get it and you won't even get a guess.
Yeah.
Steve will get it. He knows this one.
I hope I do.
He does.
Steve, are you ready?
Ah, yes.
Which actor played the leading role in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Clint Eastwood.
Yes. Robert Patrick played which Terminator in T2 Judgment Day?
The T-1000.
Yes. In the Bible, who killed Abel?
Cain.
Yes. July is the national month for which colorful berry?
Pink berry.
No.
Blueberry?
Yes. Which New England state does not have any ocean coastline?
Boston.
No.
Massachusetts.
No.
New Hampshire.
No. Yeah. Which Pacific Northwest city is known as the City of Roses?
I don't know. Portland, Oregon.
Yes. Yeah. Who directed the 1979 movie Apocalypse Now?
Francis Ford Coppola.
Yes.
Coppola.
Yes. Which cable channel has more than 30 shows with Flip in their title?
HGN?
No.
Home and Garden Network?
No.
The Travel Channel.
No. Which 1956 film epic starred Charlton Heston as Moses?
The Ten Commandments.
Yes. Nice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win 7-5.
Oh, sorry, yes. Jeffy.
That's all right. Good game, Steve.
Thanks, sir. Right. Have a good one.
See, Jeff's a classy guy.
He's a nice guy.
It's not like Steve.
I'm a nice guy.
Steve loses, he cries.
I'm a winner, though, because I'm the world's greatest.
He kicks
things.
He kicks Vicky. It's not good when he
does. He doesn't kick Vicky. Do you kick Vicky? That's kind of rude.
I haven't this week.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it's Monday, so. Yeah. The New England state that doesn't have any ocean coastline, Jeff got correct, Vermont.
Yeah, because, you know, that Cape Cod, and there's no ocean around that state.
No.
I took a ferry to get to Vermont.
How did you take a ferry to get to Vermont? Do they have like a
doesn't mean they have an ocean, Steve.
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah, I guess there's other body of water.
Lake Champlain, I think.
God help us.
Goodness gracious. Okay. How do you win?
I don't think too many people are taking ferries across the ocean. I mean, you might need something a little different than that.
The cable channel that has more than 30 shows with Flip in their titles. You were on the
you're
right
close.
Track.
You're the wrong one.
HGTV?
HGTV.
Damn it.
Dang it,
very
Stevie.
Close. Guess it's a big thing, them flipping those houses and everything.
I know, it is funny, isn't it?
They even have, like, the flea market flip,
what?
Which is a really fun game show kind of thing.
Really?
Where you go to a flea market, you have to buy certain items, then flip them, and then try to sell them for more money.
Oh, that's a lot of work.
It's a good show.
Okay, first off, I want to say you can always tell who's in the market to want to buy a house, because all of a sudden, they all go to HGTV. We did the same thing when Kathy and I were younger. We all of a sudden were like, have you seen HGTV? And all of our friends are going, why would I watch that stupid network? And it's like, oh, yeah, because we want to buy a house.
You would think maybe that we would be on that now that we have the house, but no, it's I just get a billion emails from my wife and all of her Pinterest pins. Now I'm on Pinterest trying to find all the reclaimed wood and stuff like that.
I got some reclaimed wood for you.
I don't want them. No.
Okay.
That's terrible. I'm leaving the room now. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 7 correct.
Call number 7. Guess what you're doing? You're checking out the Good Guys Car Show at the Washington State Fair Event Center. Caller number 7, 206-421-ROCK. Caller 7. Well, it looks like poor Jan Brady might not even be in existence anymore, because middle children are going extinct, according to this new data. No more middle kids. Huh. No one wants to have 3 or more kids anymore.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
It's money.
Yep.
It's a funny thing because, you know, you talk about how society has changed. You know, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, you needed a lot of kids, number one, because if you wanted to make money, you needed kids to go work the farm or do stuff for you.
You remember during your teen years.
Yeah.
150
well,
years
yeah,
ago.
A lot of kids were, and kids were dying off because, you know, sometimes there were diseases that we didn't have the medicine then for. So it's the exact opposite. You had to have a lot of kids if you wanted to make money and, you know, have stuff come into the house. And now it's the other way around. People don't think they can afford to have a lot of kids.
We talk about hopefully having a kid. One or two tops. I don't want that many.
Yeah.
Seems like a pain in the ass.
Yeah. In 1960, the year I was born, it cost about $198,000 to raise a child until age 18. In 2013, it was up to $245,000 to raise a child. which I don't know. You know what? That doesn't seem unreasonable in 50 years to just, I mean, it's a lot of money, but I would, mm-hmm. I thought that would be double.
What do you think about people who are living check to check?
Yeah.
You have a couple of kids, you're screwed.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a lot. And so, yeah.
And then sports, and that comes around the corner.
And there's a lot of that. My parents did not have to be as helicoptery and have the high maintenance activities they had to be involved in with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more and more parents have to be everywhere. And it wasn't that way when I was growing up. Nobody's parents had to do that. You went off and did your own things or you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Or they got, you know what they did? You got your siblings because there were more kids in the family. So the brother or sister would drive the younger kids around if they had to do stuff.
Hmm.
That was sort of like the deal my dad or mom would make with my brother and sister. Oh, you want a car, do you? Well, all right. But here's what's going to happen. Next thing you know, my brother and sister are taking me where I needed to go because my parents didn't want to do it anymore. But if you only have two kids and if they're close to the same age, that really doesn't happen a whole lot. We couldn't get Joey D's to take Sarah anywhere. I don't know. I mean, when he had his car, he was done. So no more middle kids.
Done with the whole family.
He's just done with everybody. All right. So this news came out, which is a tough one for us because of the fact that we've had a great working relationship with Chris Hardwick. But of course, the news came out about abuse claims from his ex-girlfriend, and the network that he works for, AMC, has temporarily replaced him as host of the Walking Dead companion show, The Talking Dead.
Hmm.
And so it's I wondered, you know, that because I think there was nothing going on. There's two Walking Dead like shows, but none of them are on right now. But they are. One of them's about to come back.
Okay.
So they had to figure out, well, what are we going to do? So they got Yvette Nicole Brown from Community. And you might be thinking, if you don't know, like, wow, why her? She's a huge Walking Dead fan and was
massive,
a frequent guest on The Talking Dead. So I think that that's pretty cool that she's doing it, because I can't think of anybody else that should.
And like, she's the one who would show up as a guest panelist with like just pages and pages of notes.
Yeah.
Super thorough. She's moderated panels before. Like, she's probably the best person I could imagine to do to take over that.
Scotty and from Anthrax, he loves that show too.
He is great as well.
Yeah. So many people you found out by watching that companion show that Chris hosted, all the fans of the show from all walks of life. You were very surprised to go, oh, that person's a huge fan of that show. So yeah, anything that Chris was going to be doing, she's going to be doing for a while until they get this all sorted out. I don't know about his podcast or anything else he's involved with, but we'll see, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's happening in that front. It is time now for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, it's your choice. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, and Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Steve, stop freaking!
Call Beacon.
That's what it's all about. And you can call us if you got something you want to say.
Call Beacon.
Here's the situation. If you got something new you want to talk about, something old you want to talk about, any topic you want to bring to the table, you get to do it right now. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Now, Steve does have one rule for Listeners on the Loose.
It's a simple rule, BJ. That's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
204. 204 is not the number, but 206-421-ROCK is the number. Good old 206.
204? What area code is 204?
Yeah, I'm out.
It's Monday. You can't have your foot out the door.
I'm out already. I'm going to it.
Where are you going?
Going to a new area code. I'm going to the 204 area code.
204 is the Canadian province of Manitoba.
I'm on my way.
Wait, I think this is the second time you've given that area code.
I love Manitoba.
What's going on in Manitoba?
That's where, you know what? That's where all my peeps are at. All right.
Oh. Who do you know in Manitoba?
I know the Manitobians.
I don't even know where Manitoba is.
It's in Canada.
Well, I know that.
Yeah. What else do you need to know? All right. 206-421-ROCK and text us at 77999.
Somebody wants to know, what's the best drunken purchase you guys have ever made?
Ooh. Whoa. Drunken purchase. I'm embarrassed at my drunken purchase.
What was it?
Oh, I think, were you there for this? Or you might have heard about this.
Well, I remember the drunken almost purchase, had I not stepped in, was that you were willing to spend hundreds of dollars to get 3D figures of myself, Chris, and you.
Yeah, that would have been a bad drunken purchase.
He was adamant about it. I'm like, BJ, why are you going to do this? It's cool, man. Like, no, don't waste your money on this.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I thought
what
it would
if we
be cool.
get the whole show?
Yeah, the whole,
like, the whole show's not here right now.
Yeah, that was the problem with that plan.
You think, well, then we'd have action figures of all of us. I'm like, you'd have each one, so we'd have to get one for everyone.
Yeah, that would have been expensive.
Yeah.
That would have been bad.
So what was it?
It was the time where I gave a stripper my ATM card.
No, that was before my time.
Yeah, oh,
I wish I was there. I would have rode those coattails.
Oh, thank God.
Like, throw mine on his as well.
Yeah, that's what you meant. Yeah, dude, it seemed like the greatest idea ever. Thank God it was the ATM card, because that's a limit. You can only take so much out of that.
What, like 300, I think?
Yeah, so if I'd have given her, like, I didn't have my credit card with me, I just had that, she could have charged up anything she wanted.
Oh, that so you gave her your ATM card.
Sure did.
Did you give her your PIN?
No, you know how you can just charge it like a regular credit card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but thank goodness it was the ATM card you could charge. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she goes, I'll take that, run that for you. Oh, okay, sure you go. Yeah, dumbest thing I had ever done, because that was it was a few hundred dollars. Yeah, like you said,
it's not, you know, I mean, you know, in the weird world of I imagine at a gentleman's club, that's probably not the dumbest thing that's ever been done, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was a dance that probably should have cost me like $20.
It was $300.
Yeah, $300 dance.
Nice.
That was so stupid.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing I've done. How about you, son? You got anything? Can you match that?
Well, I mean, I used to make a lot of drunk and stone purchases back when I lived in Queen Anne, and I was just on a bender for a couple of years. And the one that was still the dumbest is when I bought that 3-foot-tall doll that you would use to play hide and go seek with if you had no friends.
What?
There's a commercial.
Yes.
And it's called like the hideaway girl or the hide and seek girl.
Boy,
or something.
This does not sound good for you at all.
And the whole commercial was like, basically, hey, Jimmy's got no friends, but he wants to play hide and go seek. So what do? You buy this doll and then you put it in the corner and it's got its like little fake doll hands covering its eyes.
Oh, it's meant for a child, isn't it?
Yeah. So I called mad because I thought that this was just a stupid. I thought it was SNL I was watching. Like, I'm calling the number. I'm like, this is dumb. This has got to be a prank. And I'm yelling at the lady, like, why would you sell something like this for losers?
Oh, man.
And she's like, sir, this isn't a joke. Like, we really do sell this. Oh, well, I'll take one of these then. So I bought it.
Oh, yes.
Forgot I bought it. It showed up. Next thing you know, we have a random weird doll in the corner of our apartment.
Oh, so you were living with somebody, so they saw this show up, and they were like, what were you doing?
No, he was with me while the phone call was made.
Oh, okay, all right.
I wasn't drinking alone.
Oh, I wasn't sure if this was like while you were like living with a chick or something, and she'd be like, why did you order this?
But it would freak people out when they came over to our house, and they'd just see this random, what looked like a child in the corner just staring at the wall like the Blair Witch.
See, that's the best thing about living with like your buddies, because you will do stupid that would never make the cut if you were living with a chick.
Yeah,
that thing would never make the cut. It would never even see the living room.
What about you, Vicky?
I have purchased many a dumb things on while intoxicated, and the reason I don't have the Groupon app anymore is because I kept doing that. I kept buying adult toys on Groupon? I'm intoxicated.
Yeah, yep. I didn't know they sold.
Wow. I get the ones with like all the bells and whistles and just like the fancy ones that you'd never buy at the regular store because they were always too expensive, but they were on Groupon, and I'd wake up a couple days later and I'd get a notification, your Groupon package is being delivered. Huh. I was like, what the hell did I buy? And then, hey,
and here it comes. Here
gift
comes,
for me. It's like Christmas.
Here comes the chainsaw / Bob.
Right. Yeah. There were some crazy ones.
Damn, dude. And what's the, can you spend like 3 figures on those things?
Luckily, the Groupon ones, I think the most I've spent like $40, $50.
60% saving.
Yeah.
69% saving.
That's not it. Too bad.
If I'm a sex toy and I'm selling stuff on Groupon, I would make sure that all the deals are 69% off. Wouldn't
yes.
you?
Yes. I only because you said if I'm a sex toy. You meant if you're a sex toy company. Because you said if I'm a sex toy, I'm like, okay.
I think Steve should start every sentence with,
Jesus.
If I'm a sex toy.
I'm really trying to follow along with you today, but it's really been tough, man.
Yeah, between the two of you.
What are you talking about? I know where I am. I'm in
Manitoba. Mr. 204. You guys are
I'm in Manitoba
wreck.
With my friend Sex
Look,
Toy.
I'm a sex toy, Rev. Yeah. You do not need to insult me.
If you could be any sex toy, what sex toy would you be?
Oh, Jackrabbit, clearly.
Of course you would.
Oh, dear.
It's
the most popular one.
Man.
Oh, my purchase is probably the 4-foot-tall Yoda statue I bought at a house party for $150.
Do you still have that?
I still, actually, it's at my buddy's game store up down in Renton.
Yeah, I know that one. Yeah,
yeah, but now that I have more
room. You gotta bring it home.
Yeah, it's coming home. It's coming home real soon.
I'm coming home.
It's gonna be standing right in front of the door. Whenever the pizza delivery person or the Uber Eats driver comes by.
Oh, Yoda will see.
It gives him a bit of a greeting.
Nice. All right. Well, we're talking about drunken purchases because today is Amazon Prime Day. So don't drink today. You'll be buying everything.
Oh, that's right.
Starts at 12 noon. Yeah.
What are the big deals that they tell you? Oh, you have to wait.
Things like a yard sale.
But you know what? Amazon is really good. They've been sending me emails going, hey, buddy, I don't know if you, because if I buy anything, it goes, here's more of whatever you bought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The deals start at noon today, according to the site.
Yeah, and for me...
BJ just said that about 20 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah.
But
what's
they do start
with you?
I don't know.
But they do start at noon, so if you want to get Steve or sex toys, you can get him on Prime Day.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go, which is today. Some good discounts. I'm excited, but I got to stay away from that because I don't need any more board games. I just don't. All right, you pick the topic. You guide the show. Listeners on the loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll take more of your calls and texts at 933. And you're going to be seeing these guys at Pain in the Grass on August 25th. It's Stone Temple Pilots on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just texted in, for the love of God, nobody listening to the radio show, please do not order from Amazon. I drive for them, and I already have to work 66 hours this week.
Ooh. Yeah, I imagine.
Today's going to be nuts.
I hadn't thought about how Prime Day impacts them. Yeah.
Well, on the flip side, another person says, I just want to add to the previous conversation. I deliver for Amazon. I say, keep the cups up, tip the cups up, get hammered, and buy stuff. Keep 70-hour work weeks going.
Wow, there's two different schools of thought with those emails.
More coin in that guy's pocket, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it makes sense. Some people love to work, and some people are like me and don't.
Dude was trippy over the weekend. Actually, yesterday, just walking around in our development, and some car just pulls up. Guy gets out, and he's got a bunch of Amazon boxes. I was like, oh, he must live here. He just drops them off. Gets in his car, drives a couple of houses down, more Amazon packages. I didn't realize that's what I know that they have people outside of like your postal delivery people dropping off.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, that's how they get these things here so quickly is to have.
It's kind of like Uber for mail.
It felt that way, yeah.
Yeah. I know. I had some woman, and they don't all do it the same way. There's a woman that rang my doorbell, and she kept ringing the doorbell. And I'm like, okay, I don't know. And I looked out there, and I'm like, I don't know who this is. And we were having a board game party, so I thought it was just somebody that's going to be there. It must be somebody I go get.
Right.
And I'm looking out the window, like, I don't know who this is. And I didn't see that she was holding a package because it was that small.
Right.
So that's why.
No, and that's, you shouldn't be bringing up the personal.
Yeah, well, you know. And usually they just leave it at your door. But she was just like ring, 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 and wanted to make, and she didn't make me sign anything. Usually they don't do that.
Well, maybe this is her first rodeo. She doesn't know how it's supposed to work.
Exactly. She's just, yeah. I'm like, okay, thanks, miss. But
how great would it have been if it was a board game that showed up on your board game night?
I'm going to tell you this. That has happened before. Multiple times.
Of course.
Thank you to the world of Kickstarter. I'm telling you, there's always a little Christmas present that comes almost every month out of the year.
Of course.
Why did you even think that was like
so while you're having a party, people are over playing board games. Somebody has showed up with a board game.
Yeah.
Did you bust it out and play it?
Oh, well, yeah, because a lot of it will bust it. Yeah, it depends on where we are because a few of the guys have also gotten that Kickstarter too. Mm-hmm. So we'll both be, hey, guys, I know mine has come. I don't know about yours. And they look on their phones and see if a package has been delivered. And they'll go, no, it hasn't. And I go, well, I got mine. And then, you know, yeah, you got to bust it out, look at it. We may not play it, but we may ogle over the components and things and, you know, and then play it some other time.
So just a little tease there?
Yeah, because Rev will tell you, some of the games, you really just can't bust them out and start reading the rules. If you're a good host, you know how to play the games you're bringing up to people because it's not these. They're not simple games to learn on the fly.
I was going to say, you can't just read the directions really quick.
Yeah. No, not at all.
And if you're a good host, you'll teach people the right way so that they can understand it as quickly as possible.
I'd be a bad host. I teach them the wrong way, so I win every time.
Yeah, there is.
And BG's actually a really good host. Sometimes a little too good of a host, I would have to say, just because of the simple fact that if someone's going to be playing a game that no one's played before, or you've only played a couple of times, you'll send video after video after video.
Yes,
and
I will.
It's kind of endless when it comes to the videos.
So he gives you homework in order to show up to his party.
Yes, absolutely.
That's how I do.
The only thing I would say is a video of how to take a shot. Here, this is our kind of party.
Had that going on. People were taking shots at my party, Steve.
Nice.
It was people getting after it.
Hey, speaking of board games, someone wanted to know, are you a member of any board game meetup groups? I joined one that meets every Wednesday at a pizza place in Tacoma, and it's a blast.
Yeah, the reason I'm not a member, I mean, I'm a member of some Facebook groups. The trouble is that my hours are not conducive to that. It's just, and Steve, you know what it's like. Regular people get to stay up, and that's when they usually meet to do anything.
Oh, it's like a nighttime thing.
And that's what it is. Whereas I found some folks that have flexible hours or hours like mine, so that's my little mini group, because we can all get together because we all have to go to bed about the same time. Regular human beings, they get to do these meetups because, you know what, they can go to bed at a normal time, but not us.
Do you have like a little day group posse?
I do have a day group posse, yeah.
And you play games during the day?
I play games during the day. Like, Thursdays and Fridays after the show, it's game time.
It's go time.
It's go time, baby.
Your son popped in right before we started Listeners on the Loose, saying that he has an incredible story about a friend and their drunken purchases.
Oh, because we saw a texter asked about what was the most expensive, dumbest, drunkest purchase we've ever made. And, Joey D's, you have one?
Joey D's Nuts.
I have one of the most epic ones you're going to hear.
Okay.
So you guys remember a couple of years ago, there was that fad of soaking tampons in alcohol to get drunk quicker?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, it's not a fad anymore?
No, it's over.
No wonder why people looked at me weird this weekend.
And people, both genders would use it and put it in a certain place, like a suppository, basically.
So we're all drunk and we're all hanging out in a huge group, right? My friend's girlfriend stands up in this almost like moment of clarity and goes, "Guys, I need to buy every tampon possible right now. They're going to skyrocket in price." She was convinced that because people were going to use them more, that somehow there'd be a lack of them, like they were hard to make or something. She goes on her phone and tries to buy $10,000 worth of tampons.
What? She was
drunk. Drunk as hell.
$10,000? She was going to make a $10,000 purchase.
Yes, and her husband, or boyfriend at the time, was not there. He was downstairs. So her credit card gets declined, and we're all like, "Thank God your credit card gets declined." She goes, "This is unreasonable." Storms downstairs, runs up to her husband, and goes, "I need every credit card we have now." And he looks at her and he goes, "Well, what do you need it for? Well, what's the problem?" She goes, "We need every tampon you can find." And he looks at her and he goes, "How bad is it?"
Yeah. Right.
Damn, honey.
And no joke, she would have gotten $10,000 worth of tampons in the mail through Amazon had the credit card gotten accepted.
I would have paid good money to be there the day that all shows up.
Oh, and to this day, man, she still believes it would have been a good idea.
Oh, so this wasn't just her being dumb and drunk. No, she's just dumb.
This was just dumb.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
You got to back off that story. You got to know, you can't say $10,000 worth of tampons is a good idea, but some people won't back off the story.
No, I still don't understand how that they could even think that. How do you think those are going to make money?
Has anybody ever done that? Have you tried to get drunk that way? By putting something up the old
like a butt chugging?
The old receipt. Yeah. I've never
we do it all the time.
Really?
Every weekend, man. Just butt chug a palooza. Yeah. No. No. I don't
but
mind.
Some people say that it does get you drunk.
Yeah, I'm okay with the journey, not the destination.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I like hanging out, having a couple drinks, crushing some beers.
Doesn't it hurt? I would think that the alcohol in that very sensitive area would also hurt.
Well, this is actually covered in that movie Blockers.
There's
a scene with John Cena.
Of course it is. John Cena's like in all the great scenes.
It's great, actually.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I don't ever have an interest in doing that. I'm not also a fan of like doing like even like the funnel. What is it? The hell is that called?
The beer bong?
Beer bongs. Yeah. It's not my night thing.
Yeah, well, I'm not
very good at swallowing that quickly.
You got to be able to open the throat, Steve.
Yeah, do you know how to?
I'm not going to answer that question, Steve.
After what he did to that bottle of Jack Daniels, I think my son, anything involving alcohol is probably, it's his best sport.
Yeah, the whole beer bonging thing has just never been my, I'm not good at it, and I really don't really need to get drunk that fast.
That's the other thing. Unless you're trying to avoid calories, I can see maybe someone want to put something up there and you're not going to get the calories of it, I guess.
How? Isn't it still going into your system, the calorie? I don't understand how that works.
I don't understand it either, but I'm assuming if it avoids the stomach, you should
if
be
that's
okay.
That's the case, and I could go get a hamburger. Just...
Well, hamburgers don't get you drunk, as far as I know.
That's true.
Yeah,
it doesn't work the same way.
And you can't taste in that department either. It's the idea is the alcohol.
You can't? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you really can't. All right, here's
the
question.
This day be over.
I know, really. We're really scientists. We're geniuses.
This day
over
was
here.
Over at 6:01.
Yeah, it was. All right, here's a question for you. You know what? This one here, we're going to answer the deepest question of the universe. Mm-hmm. What do Ryan Castle and chocolate milk have in common?
Okay, chocolate milk.
I'll tell you at 9:48 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and chocolate milk have in common?
Good for recovery.
Yeah. It is.
Uh-huh. Prime and ready for it.
You can do it, buddy.
Choco Moo Cow.
Choco Moo Cow?
Yeah, that's what I always called it. Yeah.
Six.
Yeah. I probably picked it up from
Exactly.
Yeah.
That sounds like a little kid's term.
What you got there, a little Choco Moo Cow?
Yeah. You're going to make a boom boom if you, when you're done with the show?
Mm-hmm. Make a potty.
Yeah. Somebody says they both come from brown cows. Steve has both on his lips.
Ooh.
I haven't had chocolate milk in forever.
Got Castle?
Got Castle.
Yeah. Both are protein packed and creamy.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Well, it turns out chocolate milk, they say, is in fact a better post-workout drink than Gatorade.
For sure.
According to the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition.
Yeah, nah, man. When I run, chocolate milk afterwards, for sure.
For real?
Choco Moo Cow.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? I mean, chocolate Moo Cow's been around for so long. All right, well, that's all you need to know. Yeah, oh, yeah. You do need to know this. Ryan Castle's up next with your morning 12-pack. Mr. Moo Cow himself.
Moo Cow.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Dude, that's the sad thing about Vicky not wanting a game with me anymore, because she used to bring good stuff. I miss Vicky. I miss
bring
Vicky.
Sushi.
I miss her stuff.
Nice.
Random good stuff.
Yeah. You can bring alcohol, you bring food, or bring both.
But the people who are the biggest drinkers of my party, I know will never show up. Except one person, she does. She brings her own wine, and she's good like that.
Did your son bring anything?
Oh, he's my son. I don't expect him to bring
party
anything.
Attitude, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or are looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.